CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Special masses were said around the world today for Pope Francis in Denver. And in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the Pope's home country. CBS's John Dickerson.
The simple coffin, chosen by Pope Francis himself, became the day's central symbol. A ceremony shaped to strip back the ornate rituals of papal burial, just as Francis had tried to strip back the office itself, restoring it to a pastoral priesthood. In his homily, when Cardinal Ray described the church Francis envisioned, a home for all, a home with its doors always open, the crowd erupted in cheers. They continued to cheer references to Francis's love for immigrants, for inclusiveness, for peace.
On the subject of peace, CBS's Tony Aiello in Rome says President Trump and Ukraine's president were face-to-face today.
Just before the funeral began, Ukrainian President Zelensky and President Trump met privately within St. Peter's to discuss Russia's war with Ukraine.
A federal judge wants to know more about the deportation of a two-year-old American citizen. Here's CBS's Torian Small.
U.S. District Judge Terry Doty scheduled a hearing next month in the case, saying he had a, quote, strong suspicion that government just deported a U.S. citizen with no meaningful process. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the mother of the toddler made the decision to keep her and her 11-year-old sister in her custody during her deportation, despite pleas from her father to keep the children.
Hamas says it will release all of the Israeli hostages in exchange for a 5-year truce in Gaza.
What we don't know is far greater than what we do know.
Phyllis Bennis with the Institute of Policy Studies.
Does the 5 years include a mandatory set of new negotiations, meaning with international guarantees that they would go forward for a permanent end to the war?
No response to the offer yet from Israel. University of Colorado quarterback Shador Sanders has finally been drafted. The Cleveland Browns selected the son of Hall of Famer Deion Sanders in the fifth round with the 144th overall pick, heard on ESPN.
Cleveland Browns select Shador Sanders, quarterback, Colorado.
Many draft forecasts had Sanders behind only Miami's Cam Ward among quarterbacks in this year's class. Ward went first overall to the Tennessee Titans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's a new crop of caretakers who tend to plants.
More people are turning to plant nannies to water, feed, and talk to their finicky ferns and philodendron while they're away from home. A founder of the Nerdy Plant Company in Atlanta explains to the New York Times, plants are the new pets. He goes the extra mile to nurture his charges, polishing leaves by hand, leaving tap water out overnight to evaporate minerals. But all of that care doesn't come cheap. One horticulturist in New York City says she charges around $100 a visit. Some caretakers will even send photos and videos to plant parents. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A new tribal national park is opening up a little seen area of the rugged Badlands of North Dakota. The Three Affiliated Tribes National Park is made up of 2,100 acres of a former ranch near reservation boundaries. The tribes are planning to build a visitor center and campground. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a shower late, high temperatures into the mid-50s. On Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some severe, hail, wind, and tornadoes all possible. It's 46 right now.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You've given me want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Wait and see. You
don't you hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just like you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
you need a friend.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In Catholic churches around the world today, special masses were said for Pope Francis, including in Austin, Texas. CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome has been speaking with Vatican expert Frank Rocca about the next pope.
Certainly every conclave is a referendum on continuity or change. Francis at this moment is on the political losing side. The causes that he espoused, defense of advocacy for migrants, care for the environment, for the poor, these sorts of things are not fashionable right now.
Especially on the political right in the U.S. In 2016, during the U.S. presidential campaign, Francis sparred with them on mass immigration when he said, a person who thinks only about building walls is not Christian. Then candidate Donald Trump fired back.
Before the funeral, Trump spent a few moments with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The pair were seen sitting casually in two chairs facing each other, having what seemed to be a cordial, if brief, encounter before the papal funeral. Afterwards, Zelensky called